Welcome to Lives of Honorable Men. Glad to be with you. Get some order of business out the way. Number one, next week we do have exams. Your exam will be on chapter six of Lives of Honorable Men. Now remember, it's open book. So I want you to read the chapter. There's a purpose of that. We're going into chapter six after exams from next week. So we'll be going into chapter six, and I want you to read it and be aware of where we're going, because today's class and the next class is going to set us up to really get into the meat of this particular text, this particular book that is written, that's going to change your life. I keep stressing to you that this book is going to challenge your theology, challenge your religion, and it will. We'll begin today with chapter five. Chapter five talks about the power of people connectivity, the power of communication, the power of synergy, and the power of purpose. Now, the author got it in the order of the power of communication, the power of synergy, and the power of purpose. But those, I'm gonna put it in a chronological order for you. We must understand the power of purpose first. Then we can understand the power of communication. Then we can understand the power of synergy. See, these are important. The author got it in the order of communication, synergy, then purpose. Let's put it in this order. Purpose first, communication second, synergy third. Now, why is that? Tonight we're going to deal with the real body of Christ. A lot of us get the word church confused. We think it's a four wall, think it's a place that we go to hear somebody preach, to hear some singing. But the church is actually ecclesia, or the body of Christ. And so we have to really understand, as the body of Christ, Jesus Christ is the head, we're the body. A body is ineffective without a head, and a head is ineffective without a body. So if we're the body of Christ, that means we cannot just sit idly by and just be the church. We must also do church, do ecclesia, be the body. Your hands, you look at your hands, you look at your feet. What if they decide to tell you, oh, we're just here for the ride? We're not planning on doing anything. We're not planning on participating. Then why have them? Why have your feet? They're there for a reason. Your heart is there for a reason. Your liver, your pancreas, all those body parts are there for a reason. So every part of the body of Christ is there for a reason. And the reason why I go purpose, communication, then synergy is because without understanding purpose, the purpose of the church. Let's start off Ephesians, Ephesians the 11th, the fourth chapter. We read this over and over in this class, but let's read it again. Ephesians the fourth chapter. Let's get there. Ephesians the fourth chapter and the 11th verse. Well, more particularly, not the 11th verse. I'm going to go a little further down. Ephesians the fourth chapter, verse 12. He gave the five gifts in chapter in verse 11. Here are the purposes for the gift: for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, I'm in verse 12, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, watch this: till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect or mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So, other words, the body has got to come up to where the head is. Look at verse 14: that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, verse 16, here's the most important. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that every, which every joint supplieth. according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, this is important. This is why we must understand purpose. Another word for purpose is agenda. Another word for purpose, agenda, is vision. The Bible talks about without a vision, people perish. So we must understand purpose. Now, I know you come to church, you thought church was going to help you get to where you want to get to. I know we come to church because we want to be delivered. We come to church because we want to be healed. We come to church because we want to have peace. Some people come to church because they want to be entertained. But until you understand the purpose and the power of purpose, the power of the purpose of the church, what is the church's agenda? This is why the apostolic is so important, because it gives us purpose. An apostle. Now, remember what an apostle does. An apostle structures heaven to earth government so that the portals of the supernatural can be open, so that everyone can participate in the supernatural. Other words, they structure heaven to earth government, how things are going to go. That's why the apostles are able to structure doctrine. We've gone over this before, but I keep going over this so you can understand how all these things connect. So, therefore, your pastor doesn't have to be an apostle, but if he or she is connected to an apostle, it makes them apostolic, which means they have purpose, and they get their purpose and agenda from the apostle. Hear me clearly. Jesus, who was the chief cornerstone, he was the head apostle. He is the head apostle. When he was here on earth, he was giving the 12 apostles an agenda. And from that agenda was how the New Testament churches were built. It wasn't until we got away from the apostolic structure of the church, in which the apostles were structuring heaven to earth government. Not earth to heaven, heaven to earth. That means the apostle had to penetrate heaven, spend time with God to understand the mind of God, to understand the ways of God. Remember, God, in Psalms, it talked about how God made his ways known to Moses and his acts to the people. Now, what did that mean? He made his ways known to Moses, but the acts to the people. Other words, God let Moses in on his agenda, his purpose. So when Moses understood his agenda and his purpose, that's when he could perform the acts. So the people didn't see the purpose unless they were connected to Moses. Now, this is key and this is important, because God has not left that principle. God has not left that principle. What God did when Jesus died on the cross is now God's spirit could rest with each and every one of us. He couldn't do that in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, he could do that. So now, watch this. This is why God is able to speak to you about who you're supposed to be connected to. Because once you get connected to that person, then your agenda, your life begins to open up freely. Why? Because you're connected to somebody who knows the ways of God and can teach us the ways of God. All right, watch. Go to Ephesians. We're still in Ephesians. Watch this. Look at verse 11. He said, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Why? For the maturing of the saints. So that they can do the work of the ministry, and so that the body of Christ can be built from the work that the saints are doing, because they are mature. So the power of purpose is important. And you must understand the agenda of the house. If you do not understand the agenda of the house, you will always have problems connecting, because now it causes you to have to be truthful to yourself. Why am I at this church? Why am I connected to this man and woman of God? Why? Is it just for self-centric? Remember that word? Self-centric ideas. I want to be delivered. I want to be healed. I want to be rich. I want to be whole. Or are you connected because you want to help bring God's agenda to pass in the earth realm? So now watch this. I always say this. I always thought And when we started studying the apostolic, I always said this way, but the Holy Spirit changed it on me about a year ago. I always thought the apostolic will always reveal the heart of a person. But that's not how it goes. A person's heart will be revealed based on how they act towards the agenda. Because God, he says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. God is not going to change his agenda for us. We must change for him. So this is why you find people who come and go. They come to church, they can't get their way, and they leave. You've seen people before, they come to church and they make a big hoorah-rah. They come in, they got all these expertise, but they come in with their own agenda. They come in for their own purposes. Oh, we've had that happen many a times at Word of Life. Well, people come in. I remember when Amway first came out. When Amway first came out, we had an influx of people that came to the churches all of a sudden. Joined the church. It was in there. They were praising God. They was hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They were volunteering. They would get involved with the ministry of health. And they were just involved. And next thing you know, they start trying to do multi-level marketing. So one morning, an apostle stood up. He wasn't an apostle. He was a pastor. He stood up. He's always operating apostolic. He stood up and he said, listen, I want to let y'all know that in this church, there is no Amway. Jesus is the way. We're focusing on the agenda of Jesus here. If you come here for any other reason, you can leave. And they started dispersing. But the wonderful thing is that when they dispersed, we had an influx of people that came that were ready to be trained, ready to do the will of God, ready to be molded for his workmanship. So you must question yourself. If you have any other agenda besides the agenda of the house, if you don't understand the purpose of the house, the purpose of that apostolic house, you will find it hard to connect. You must understand the agenda of the house. If you don't understand the agenda of the house, it will cause you to have frustration. You will not be able to get done what you want to get done. You won't be satisfied. You won't be content. You'll always be trying to find another angle. But if you connect to the agenda of the house and say, God, I'm open to what you want to do. I'm open to your plans. I'm open to how you want to handle this. Then you'll find out that God has already, because watch this. I've heard people say this all the time. God told me to come to this church. God told me to join this church. Okay, if God told you to join, then why you left? If God told you to leave, that's one thing, but very seldom do God tell people to leave after he told them to be somewhere, because if that's the case, that's a violation of Psalms, the first chapter. You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I never forget Dr. Skelton before he passed. Me and him was talking, and he said something that floored me. He said, Leroy Jr., you know, I've never seen a tree pick up roots and go to a season. He said, you always find seasons come to the tree. Oh my goodness, did you catch that? He said, I never seen a tree pick up its roots to follow a season. He said, I always seen seasons come to a tree. Wow. So now when you say God told me to be, this is where I'm planted, why are you picking up roots? You're picking up roots because you don't understand the purpose. And when you don't understand the purpose of an agenda, of an house, and it don't fit your, see, God connects you to somebody who's greater than you. What I mean greater than you, not a better person than you, not have more rights than you, but a person that has been spending time with God longer than you so that they can get you acclimated to the agenda of God. When you get acclimated to the agenda of God, then now is the agenda of God able to illuminate on the inside of you what he's called you to do. Go to Ephesians, the first chapter. Watch this. Ephesians, the first chapter. Watch what the Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesians, the church at Ephesus, the Ephesians. Watch what he prayed. Look at verse 15. The Apostle Paul says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Why? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." Why? "That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power." He's going to give us an example. "Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places." What does that mean? When the Apostle Paul wrote that and gave that example, the same way God promoted Jesus when Jesus understood the purpose of the house, when he understood God's agenda, Jesus was raised from the dead by the power of God and set on the right hand of God so that far above all principalities, verse 21, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things on his feet and gave him to be the head of the body over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And that name is given to us. So the Apostle Paul was stressing the importance of understanding the purpose of the house, the agenda of the house, the power of purpose. See, the Bible again says, without vision, the people perish. Why do people perish? Because they don't understand vision. So now, instead of a lot of Christians carrying out or trying to live for God in the individualistic manner, in a self-centric manner, we need to be living for God in a God-centric manner, meaning God puts us together so that every joint can supply. I can't supply what I don't understand. I can't add to what I don't know how to add or what need to be added to. If I don't understand God's agenda for the house, if I don't understand why God connected me, where I'm connected, I understand why I'm connected to Apostle Thompson. Not only was I physically connected, I'm spiritually connected. I was born as his son. But it takes more than that. I had to understand why. Why? Understanding the agenda. Understanding the purpose. When you settle in your heart that you're willing to understand the agenda of the house, and it's not about you. It's not about what you want. You know why it's not about what you want? Because God already has thought the best life out for you. What you want is going to be an other expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. Another expected end. It won't be his expected end. His expected end for your life far outweighs what you expect for your own life. But you have to understand the power of purpose, the power of the agenda of the house. Which then leads to communication, the power of communication. Go with me to Genesis, the 11th chapter. Genesis, the 11th chapter. Praise God. So I hope you understood the power of purpose. Understand the power of purpose. Genesis, the 11th chapter. Let me get there. Genesis, the 11th chapter. Now watch this. Chapter 11, verse 1, it said, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech." That means everybody was understanding each other. "And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime for they had for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Watch this now. Verse 7, go to, let us go down, and therefore confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Now, we see the power of purpose in action. What I mean by that, they had one agenda, and they had planned to do something. But the problem is, it wasn't God's agenda. So God confused their language where they couldn't understand each other anymore. See, this is happening in the church. Because we don't understand God's agenda, it's hard to communicate. When everybody coming to church for a different reason, I didn't say we didn't have different circumstances and different situations we're dealing with. I said we come to church with different purposes, different agendas. When we come to meet for the same reason, we want to hear the voice of God, we want to see what God is saying, then, oh, thank you, Jesus. When we do that, then God is able to unconfound our languages, and through one voice, the voice of the person ministering, the pastor, whoever he or she appoints, through them, they're speaking one language, but they're able to answer all situations. How many times have it happened to you where you dealing with a situation, you go to church, and your pastor is teaching on a subject and gave you the very answer you needed? That's not by accident. That's because God gives the fivefold ministry gift the unique ability to speak one language and answer many situations. Oh my goodness. I hope you picked up on that. Your woman of God, your man of God is able to speak one language, speaking on a certain subject, and God will give you, use them through them to give you an answer to your situation, whether the situation is related to what they're preaching on or not. That's happened to me so many times. So many times. I never forget one time Apostle was preaching and he was dealing with measurements. He said something. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said, you needed to grow 1 inch. At that time, I was believing God for my son to begin to grow because he had stunted growth. We went to the doctor the week before. We had to go to the doctor 3 weeks later. We went back to the doctor. He had grown an inch. That's because I had become a, God said that was for you. He spoke to me, to my situation. I didn't come to church trying to get delivered. I didn't come to church trying to say, God, I only want to hear answers about my situation. God, I just want to hear your voice. I want to hear what you're saying about the agenda for this time, this moment of time, this space of time. What are we doing? So therefore, communication lines can be open. Once the agenda or the purpose is understood, communication becomes clear. See, this is why you have to come to church with God's agenda at heart. You can't come with your agenda, with you, your deliverance, what you want to do, your business you want to start. Especially, watch this, I see a lot of people at this church. If I get here, I can come show pastor how we can make all this money. No, that ain't what this is about. We're here to be fed from the word of God and hear the voice of God. And from that, everything comes. So communication can be clear. The eyes of your understanding can be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what his inheritance in you through communication. Then you can hear instructions from your man and word of God and able to follow them. Then you can hear what other people cannot hear. Then you can be able to understand what people can't understand. See, I ask God for the spirit of understanding. When my man or woman of God is teaching, I want to have not only hear what they're saying, I want to be able to understand what they're saying. Listen, that's why Paul prayed for that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling. You must understand that communication is not just about speech. Communication is also about understanding. What you don't realize that in Genesis 11 chapter, when it said they all spake one language, it didn't mean they were speaking one, all of them speaking English. They were speaking different languages, but everybody understood each other. See, understanding is the thing. So without the power of purpose, it's hard to understand the power of communication. So if you're not hearing me from the agenda that I'm speaking from, everything I say is going to be confusing to you because you're going to have your agenda at heart. And so nothing I say is going to make sense to you. I'm not going to give instructions based on your agenda. I'm giving instructions based on the agenda of the house. Your man or woman of God is giving instructions, teaching based on the agenda of the house. So if your agenda is different, then you're going to find frustration. Oh, and listen, the agenda of God is not changing. I can always understand when somebody comes to our church, to Word of Life Christian Center, with a different agenda. I can always know, always figure it out, always understand. Why? Because as soon as an apostle makes a change or change direction, or that the Lord sends them in or shifts and they get upset and we no longer see them, I automatically know that their agenda was not the agenda of God or the agenda of the house, because they're interchangeable, but they had their own agenda, and the agenda of the house no longer fit their agenda. So they no longer fit. So they ease off and ride off into the sunset. But nevertheless, that personally, that will happen to you. See, we're going to get into the power of covenant and a definition of covenant in the next two chapters. But you must understand, there are going to be some people that walk in your life and walk out of your life. You have to be comfortable with letting them walk out of your life and make it difficult to walk in your life. Let me say that again. You must be comfortable to let people walk out of your life, but make it difficult for people to walk in your life. Why? Because people come with different agendas. If your agenda is not, for me personally, if a person's agenda is not aligned with the agenda of God, because see, here's the thing, not my agenda, the agenda of God. Because see, I've made it in my mind, I'm attaching myself to the agenda of God, to the agenda of the house. So any relations I have with anybody is going to have to be because they have the same agenda I have, which is the agenda of God. Yeah. And so, I have no problem letting people walk out of my life. I've let people walk out of my life, and I know how to say goodbye. I love you, but goodbye. Because nobody, nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. Nothing is going to separate me from his agenda. So we must understand the power of purpose, which leads to the power of communication. Knowing what Jesus, this is what Jesus said, Jesus was talking about in the Mark 4 chapter. They hear, but don't understand. Why? Because they had their own agenda. That's why the Pharisees couldn't understand Jesus, because they had their own agenda. They had their own way of doing things. They didn't realize, they didn't recognize the Messiah that they say they were waiting on. They didn't want to recognize him. They didn't want to attach themselves to their agenda. So they could never understand what Jesus was saying. So Jesus just constantly moved about him, moved around him, kept doing what he was doing. Because watch this, you must understand this personally. As I said earlier, people walk in your life and out of your life. You must let them eat. You must be comfortable with letting them go and make it difficult for them to walk in. Because God's agenda for your life is more important than anything else. My wife, my children, my friends, relatives, they all know where I stand. All know where I stand. How I discovered my wife. I discovered my wife through my agenda. I was serving through my agenda, discovered my wife. My children understand where I stand, what's my agenda. So therefore, if they're connected to me, they understand this is what we do. We're going to live for God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the agenda of God. So must understand the power of purpose. I'm almost finished. The power of communication. I didn't do any of them justice. I may come back next week and do the power of communication justice. Because communication, Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for reminding me. If you don't have the power of purpose down pat, meaning understand the agenda of the house, then the Holy Spirit ain't going to say nothing further to you beyond understanding the agenda of the house that he connected you to. See, I don't care if God called you to preach. I don't care if God called you to fivefold ministry gift. That doesn't matter. You still have to get connected to somebody who's already in the agenda of God. If you go through the Bible and you study, you read, God, as soon as God was going to specifically use somebody, he always connected them to somebody. Abraham connected to Melchizedek. Elisha connected to Elijah. Joshua to Moses. Ruth to Naomi. David to Samuel. We can go on and on. Why? So that person can first understand the power of purpose. What is God's agenda? What is he trying to accomplish? So I don't care if everybody understanding the power of purpose, understanding God's agenda, takes you through a process that everybody who God used mightily had to go through. God gave Joseph dreams. When did those dreams come to pass? Years later. David was going to become king, but what David had to go through? He had to go through a process. Joshua, God used Joshua, but what he had to go through? A process. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, had to go through a process before he can be mightily used by God. Jesus had to take time himself to understand fully the agenda of God. How I know? Because Jesus went to prayer and the God and said, God, look, if you can do this some other way, now's the time to speak up, God. He said, nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done. At that moment, Jesus was ready to go to the cross. He was ready to fulfill God's agenda for his life. Glory to God. You must understand that if you don't understand the power of purpose, communication is going to be confusing. God going to give you tidbits here, tidbits there, but you will never get a full picture. Joseph had a full picture. Elisha had a full picture. Joshua had a full picture. Moses had a full picture. Abraham had a full picture. Isaac had a full picture. Jesus had a full picture. John the Baptist had a full picture. Paul the Apostle had a full picture. Why? Because they went through the process of understanding God's agenda. Then God was able to clearly talk to them, clearly give them direction for their family, their person. See, when you understand, when you grab a hold of God's agenda, you understand the power of his agenda, the power of his purpose, then God's voice becomes clearer to you. And God will begin to give you answers for your family, answers for your business, answers for your job. Then it leads to us to the power of synergy, which is the coming together of different energies, synonymous energy, synergy, different energies coming together to form one, synonymous energy. In other words, different energies coming together synonymously to become one, to create a force. Remember now, the God, he gave us the five, that's the purpose of the fivefold. The purpose of the fivefold is to create synergy. To create synergy, to create a single moving energy. In other words, the fivefold be given to us for what? The perfecting of the saints, the maturing of the saints. Why? To do the work of the ministry. Why? So the body of Christ can be built. You further down in the 16th verse says, so that every joint supply. So therefore, without understanding the power of purpose, the only way you can understand God's purpose for your life is you must understand his purpose for the whole. That's when you'll be able to understand the purpose for your life clearly. See, I stopped asking God to understand the purpose for my life. God, I just want to understand your purpose. Because when I understand your purpose, I'm automatically fine where I fit. Because you won't leave me hanging, God. You won't leave me out there, God. Because you know the thoughts that you think toward me. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give me an expected end. That expected end, where is that expected end? That expected end is in his agenda. which encompasses what I want. I hope you're understanding this. The power of purpose leads to the power of communication working on your behalf, to the power, to you now being involved in the power of synergy. Your man and woman of God give direction, gives instruction. Because remember now, what an apostle does, an apostle structures heaven to earth government so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened, so that the body of Christ can walk in the supernatural. So that you can understand that you can do not, you're just not naturally bound, but you are supernatural. You can do extraordinary things, not on an island by yourself, but you can do supernatural things because you understand God's agenda. You can, the lines of communication are clear, and now you've purpose in your heart to use your energy for Him. So it's the power of purpose, the power of communication, the power of synergy. Now the author got it, the power of communication, the power of synergy, and the power of purpose. But I put it in a chronological order. You must understand the power of purpose. Understand what God wants, why He wants it. Get your agenda out the way. Get your agenda out of the way. You must die to your agenda and become alive to God's agenda. When you become alive to God's agenda, everything becomes crystal clear. Even in your darkest moments, you'll see light. Even in your darkest situation, you'll begin to see light. Why? Because God is not about me. It's about you. Then it leads to your actions. You're able to have synergy. It's something. John, the closing of this scripture. John the 15th chapter. Turn to John the 15th chapter. John the 15th chapter. Look at verse 7. He says, look at verse, let's start at verse 1. I am the vine, true vine, and my husband is the, and my father is the husbandman. It's Jesus talking. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That sounds like understand his agenda. Those that don't understand his agenda, if you don't understand his agenda, you're not going to bear fruit. If you understand his agenda, you're going to bear fruit. If you're attempting to understand his agenda, and you're not effective as you think you're going to be, as you want to be, that's when he begin to prune you, begin to mold you, begin to shape you. That's the process. That's the process. Verse 3, now you're clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Listen to this. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Listen to that. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That's what happens to Christians who don't understand the power of purpose. Satan has his way with them. He can do what he wants with them. He can block communication. He can stop synergy. The one scripture in the Bible says, water with your socks on, water with your shoes on. You're walking, but you're not. It's like treading. In the Old Testament, they used to tread grapes, but they used to have to take their shoes off to be able to feel when they get to a certain point. See, feel progress. You could be walking and real busy and not accomplishing nothing. Satan allow you to do that. Watch this, verse 7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done. So now if he abide in me, if I abide in him and he in me, what I will becomes what he will. See that? You must die to your agenda, and his agenda must become alive. Because watch this. Watch me. Verse 8. He said, herein is my Father glorified. Here is where God is made to look to be successful because of what we do. We lay down our agenda, pick up his agenda. So it's a strange phenomenon that when we abide in him and he abides in us, The same stuff that's in him flows in us. So whatever we're dealing with, whatever situation we're dealing with, will be dealt with because what's flowing in him is flowing us. Why? Because we are attached to his agenda. We're attached to his plans. We're attached to his ways of doing things. We're attached to his kingdom. So solving the issues that we have is easy because the lines of communication are now clear. You're able to sit on a Sunday morning and hear your man or woman of God minister, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit illuminates a statement and it's your very answer. You go back and do it, synergy, and things change. Glory to God. I hope you understood today's lesson, tonight's lesson. Next week we'll have exams. It'll be on chapter 6. Now, this chapter was very important to chapter 6. So if you have to, I want you to watch this class. I want you to make sure that you understand the power of purpose, the power of communication, and the power of synergy. I'll see you next week after, the week after exams.